Good morning, good evening, good night to whoever you are, wherever you are. I'm Madeline Evans.
I'm Roxy Knight.
And I'm Callista Palerka.
Today we're going to be talking about a topic that I'm sure you guys are all aware of, and it's high school drama. First thing we're going to talk about is, like, what is your definition of high school drama?
Definition of high school drama is jealousy and rumors. Jealousy leads to rumors, and people spread rumors. Like, it's just like he said, she said, telephone game kind of thing. So,
For me, I think it's definitely pettiness, you know?
For sure.
Everything stems from, like, a petty, childish kind of personality. Yeah. And I think that's why they're considered high school rumors, you know? I don't really think about, like, I've never heard of, like, college drama that much. No. I mean, I know there is, but I think it dies down as you get older. So, petty, childish behaviors.
Yeah. I think, like, pettiness and jealousy, like, cause, like they're, like, the root causes of rumors, you know? Because, like, people will be petty or jealous of, like, simple, like, dumb things.
Yeah.
And they'll, like, go tell their friend and whatnot, and it just, like, spreads, like, throughout the entire school. And it's, like I said, it's like a telephone game. Like, he said this, she said this, because everybody has their own version of the same story.
Yeah.
Like, they're, you know, like, fairy tales. Like, there's so many different versions of them, but there's the main theme.
The lack of confrontation, too, is also kind of, like, what goes into kind of drama, you know? Like, you do something, and I'm like, oh, it's okay, whatever. Like, clearly it's not. But I'm not going to tell you right then, because I'm not prepared for the conversation, so I'm going to spread it later.
Right.
Yeah, it's this idea of being the bigger person means not confronting it. When confronting problems and actually discussing them is the way to be a more adult, bigger person. If you just are like, I mean, I've been victim to this too. Like, my friend, we went ice skating with this guy, and I liked the guy. And then she comes over to me, and she's like, guess what? I was like, what? She's like, I think I like him. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you should go talk to him, get his number, you know? I pretended like I agreed with this, and then it caused more drama because she actually asked for his number, and I was like, oh, my God.
Like, how could you?
How could you hurt him like that?
And this was sophomore year, but...
Yeah.
So I'm more mature now.
Yeah. Like, being mature is huge, too, because I was thinking about this, like, a little bit earlier when we were about to start the podcast, but... Like, people have, like, this idea of relationships when they're younger from movies and whatnot. And, you know, as kids, we haven't experienced, like, that type of love. You know, like, you know, like, growing up, like, your parents, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when you are young, you've never experienced, like, actual, like, relationship love, you know? And we have, like, this idea of, like, movie-type love, you know, like, oh, I need to have a boyfriend, or I need to have a girlfriend. We need to be popular. Like, we need to be the it couple, you know? And
me, honestly.
But it's honestly, like, it shouldn't be that way. Your relationship should be however you both are comfortable with, because you're both experiencing, like, those kind of feelings. Like, maybe not for the first time, but you're still experiencing it, like newly, you know? So I think that's, like, a big thing, because... You know, people get jealous of others, and, you know, you can have a genuine relationship, but it's hard doing that when you have, like, this idea in your head that you have to be a certain way.
Like, you put the standards that, like,
are
unattainable.
Yeah, and I don't care what people say, middle school couples don't count. You guys hold hands once, okay, and then you break up. It doesn't count in my head. And that's why when you get older, you're like, oh, my God, couple stuff, it's gross, but
it's gross.
Yeah, I don't.
Enough of that.
It causes so much drama.
My gosh, middle school drama compared to, like, high school drama is insane. Like, girls, like, once they grow up into middle school, and, you know, like, you know, everybody's in that stage where, like, they're growing up, and
puberty.
Like, yeah, puberty, like,
awkward.
But, like, everybody thinks that, like, everybody, like, wants them. And I know that a lot of girls have, like, that idea that, like, oh, well, if I, like, flaunt this, you know? Like, it's just, like, it causes so much drama because this girl wants this guy and this girl wants the same guy. You know, like, you were talking about it earlier. But nobody, like, fesses up to it until somebody else makes the move.
And then
the other
person
gets jealous.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, middle school compared to high school, like, people, like, we still think the same because we're still growing up, but they'll, like, start petty, like, actual fights over it, and it's just, like, it's not worth putting hands on each other over a boy, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you guys think drama stems from? We already talked about relationships. What else?
I definitely think that it comes from, like, just the need for popularity or to be accepted in some way. Like that saying of, like, the follower, like, the sheep and everything, like, being herded into one group.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I'll do what it takes to be part of this, because if I stem off of it, if I decide to have out-of-the-box thinking, if I be my own person, maybe I'm going to be alone, which is, like, it's fine. But yeah. It's, like, in that mentality, it's, like, I'm just going to do what you do, and then you'll accept me.
Right. It's, like, a popularity contest.
Yeah. Definitely. I also think it's from... like, drama definitely stems from a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Couples. It's also just inner jealousy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you find something wrong with you, you're going to start drama about someone else because it's going to make you feel better, right?
Right. Like, you don't want the spotlight on you, so let me shine it on somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We actually had... we talked about it somewhat recently, like, the difference of, like, greed and envy and everything, and it was, like... to be greedy is, like, I want everyone to like me. I want everyone to be with me. They want it. They're going to pick me. They're going to date me. But envy is, like, if I can't have you, no one can. So I'm going to go out of my way to just, like, mess up your little, like, I'm going to mess up what you have going on because I'm unhappy. Like you just said, like, if you're so miserable, like, we're going to make anyone else miserable in the process.
Mm-hmm. And this is where bullying.
PSA, guys, please do not. Yeah.
Stop bullying. It's not nice.
Guys, it's not fun.
Yeah. We just have to become more accepting of others and ourselves. Like, we have this whole idea that we're more accepting of bodies and all of this, blah, 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 blah. But it's also a double standard because we're not accepting men's bodies. Like, see, like, women putting out how, like, they're considered obese, but they're beautiful in their own way, and I love that. But then we see men posts and it's all abs, I have to be stronger, I can't be this skinny, it's not manly, you know?
Have to have like a full set. You have to have like that specific body, but now girls are like putting out an image that like everybody's beautiful, but when it comes to guys you only get this one body, this is your only choice, or you're not good enough.
I definitely saw that a lot too, like this one influencer, I don't remember her name, she's like a body positivity influencer, and she's always saying, my body's great, blah, 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 but I would only date a strong man.
Yeah.
Now, what does strong entitle? Like, when you think about it, it's like muscular, blah, blah, but that's not necessarily strong. Yeah. And I think we just have to become more accepting, like less double standards in general. Like, especially for women, too.
For sure, And I definitely understand, because double standards is, like, it's a major thing. And, like, when you think about it, it's, like, it happens a lot more than you think. Like, she's just saying, like, not just in relationships, but, like, with friends. Like, if you have, sometimes girls will have, like, an idea of what they want their friends even to look like. Like, I mean, you've seen, like, all the clicky high school
image,
movies.
Like, of what they want their, like, people, like, leave others out on purpose and make them feel left out because they're, like, oh, well, she doesn't fit in. Because she doesn't look like this certain way. You know, like, there's, like, group, like, we, like, you know, we, like, what's that word called? I forgot what the word's called. But, like, we, like, separate people into different groups based on what they look like. But it really shouldn't matter what, like, this girl looks like and this girl looks like. You should just be able to have a genuine friendship without caring about the whole image.
The, like, surface level of it. Like, there's no need to just not go any deeper than that.
And that brings us back to the petty thing, like acne shaming, blah, blah. We all have acne. Like, we all...
it's hormones. Yeah. We're all growing, like...
yeah, there's all things like acne. We're all gonna have, like, a little body fat. Like, it's literally... you're literally supposed to have body fat, guys. Exactly. It's not...
like, hey, guys, I'm a nursing student. And I literally... everyone, like, literally this... area, like, 11 to 18, when you're an adolescent, you're gonna have acne, you're gonna have, like, all this excess fat, like, because your body's, you know, doing its thing, and you're gonna have,
like,
some reaction.
Social media, like, social media is a huge stem to high school drama, because people edit things, blah, 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 and, like, you can literally do anything on social media. You can edit things, you can sit behind a screen, shame others, blah, 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 but when it comes to real life, people, like, they're, like, basically, like, just scared. Like, mm-hmm. they don't want others to see, like, their actual body because they edited it.
Or and they just do a certain angle.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's just, like, you can, like, perceive so many people just from, like, one picture.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I've, like, in, even when it comes, like, drama, when it comes to, like, those type of relations, like, online relationships, you, like I just said, we mentioned a little bit before, like, you can be whoever you want. Like, I can make a persona. I can change the way I speak. I can speak how I want. I can edit my messages. I can do right. this. And it's like, my, like, I'll take a selfie, or I'll make an angle, or I'll put my makeup a certain way. I don't look like that in real life, but that, like, when you think about it, it's like, isn't that the, like, you want to look different than what you actually look like? And, like, pettiness, lack of self-esteem, all this stuff is, like, such, like, deeply rooted in all this kind of...
Yeah. And you can edit anything, like, anything can be changed, messages, any, to look, make something look like there's not. And this can be in a positive way, like, if you don't like your acne, you can edit it out, and mm-hmm. it'll make you feel pretty. Or filters, that's great. Filters, yeah. too. Yeah. It'll make you feel pretty, that's great. But at some point, like, it can also be used for bad. Like, you can edit messages to make someone seem like a bad person, or you can change things to make other things seem different. It's just, there's a point where we need to step back from editing and just accept that everyone has flaws. Like, you can't change
yeah, it. Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest way to, like, try to stop, like, you know, high school drama is self-acceptance. Like,
exactly,
you yeah. need to accept the way that you actually look. And yeah, you know, like, it's nice to, like, make yourself feel pretty, and but you mm-hmm. need to realize that you are pretty the way you are. And I know a lot of people say that, like, to, like, spread positivity, but, like, everybody is beautiful in their own way, and I think everybody needs to realize that, and, like, you know, like, stop trying to, like, make yourself a different person out there, and then get shocked when people are like, wait, that's not you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do hope that this little podcast of explaining this will kind of help y'all understand that, like, there's so much more to drama. There's so much more to that. Love yourself. Love each other. Be nice. Again, I'm Madeline Evans.
I'm Roxy Knight.
And I'm Calista Palarka.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the flip side.